Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Leaders of Iran, we want you to have a future and a great future, one that you deserve, one of prosperity at home and harmony with the nations of the world. The United States is ready to embrace peace with all who seek it.
All right, so there's your hashtag, peace for all who seek it. Smart play on the president's part. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. So U.S. and Iran both backing away, rather, from a conflict at this point, although it seems as though it's unavoidable, because you think of what's happened going way back to June, the oil tankers that were attacked near the Strait of Hormuz, that which, of course, is the global gateway for oil shipments there, and the U.S. blaming them for what we called a blatant assault on those tankers. And then, of course, the bigger thing is the fact that we had troops inside these Iraqi bases that were bombed by missiles. And, of course, that goes back for retaliation to the killing of Soleimani, the Iranian general, on the U.S.'s part. So it seems to be, you make a move, we make a move. And king me when I say king me. But you heard what he said, peace for all who seek it. So war fears are out there, but they're eased a little bit because, of course, there were no casualties on those Iraqi military bases, thank goodness, because that would have changed this game completely. But there still is tension that is flowing in the air. There's no question about it. That, yes, there's not an official war, but look out if more missiles are launched. And do people feel safe that that's not going to happen, which, by the way, the president also put some of the blame on the attacks on Obama, which infuriated Democrats, because in his 9-minute speech, he went into what happened with the Obama administration when he said the missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration. So immediately people were fact-checking that and wondering, why was there criticism there, or why would that be? Susan Rice, who was the former Obama National Security Advisor, said it's just another lie by the president. And in the meantime, there were others that looked at the opposite side of that and tried to, like I said, frantically figure out whether that made sense or not. But remember, there was this joint comprehensive plan of action, an accord that was signed by China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United Kingdom. And it's been something that's been criticized as being way too lenient, and that's part of the problem with what happens in the Middle East. So, and then, of course, there was a deal that went to Iran, and this is really what I think the president is referring to, and it's the $150 billion and then another $1.8 billion in cash, which is, again, what went to Iran, and part of that was, you know, over what happened in these nuclear weapon accords. So the JCPOA, and he referred to that. So there have been a lot of appeasements and a long, long string of accusations that have been thrown out there. But the additional $1.8 billion that the president cited was money the U.S. owed Iran after military equipment that the country purchased in the 70s was never delivered. So money that the U.S. was owed from them and didn't get. So it's interesting. The sanctions will be definitely increased should something else happen, and if nothing moves forward, and the sanctions can absolutely be financial for sure, but could go to the shipping area, I would think, as well. Shipping would be another thing that would have been on the table or will be on the table. And personally, I think that, you know, that that's the right thing to do, because where are we now at this point? Because how do we get into this conflict? Well, if we just went back in recent history, it was the drone strike near the Baghdad airport that killed Soleimani, who was probably the most powerful military commander in Iran and definitely the leader of the special ops forces abroad for them. And these feelings or tensions or whatever you want to call them certainly have been escalating between the U.S. and Iran anyway, because of the president pulling out of the nuclear deal. Then the response by Iran with the missile strikes at the two bases that I've mentioned over and over again. No casualties reported. I said that right here at the top. That's the good news. But addressing the nation in the morning, the president did announce that there would be new sanctions, and I mentioned the possibilities of what they would look like, that will be certainly leveled against Iran. And I don't think they're going to be light in any manner. It'll just go to the heart of everything. And what is the heart of it? It's like, you know, either you're going to be on board with what's happening or you're not. It's interesting because somebody said to me today, do you think this hurts the president? And I said, he promised this. This is one of the campaign promises about what was happening with Iran. So this is a follow through on what was promised. So now we have this other shoe that has to drop, and it's the two articles of impeachment against the president. And many, many news organizations are polling out there to figure out what way the sentiment is blowing. And it's where it always is. It's right down the middle, depending on which direction you flow in, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. So the latest one, the Washington Post ABC News poll, showed exactly that. That Americans are deeply divided and have stood into the positions that they have on this whole impeachment thing. And now it's all a question of what happens when it gets to the Senate, and when will it get to the Senate? Is there a deadline on this, or are we going to keep talking about it? I would think from the Republican point of view, even the Democratic point of view, you'd want this to happen sooner rather than later, because the longer it drags out, the more problems that it could be present for really both Democrats and Republicans, especially in a year where it's an election year with the presidency at stake. So if you looked at the Democrats in this Washington Post ABC news poll, 85% say Trump should be impeached. 86% of Republicans say he shouldn't. Go figure. Doing numbers next.
Stone, all alone and long. For a life of sin, I have paid the call.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. window. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
This version of We Can Count is going to veer in a couple of different directions. Imagine that. Scary, I think, to spend some time in my mind. But I read a sad story today about a 2-year-old bulldog that was simply going to a pet salon for a quick bath and a nail trim and never left the salon because the bulldog was crushed under the weight of the grooming table. Yikes. This was a woman in Las Vegas, Vicky Seifert, who took her dog Minnie to the pet store, and the employees were running all over the place in the grooming area, and sadly, the dog was crushed. I mean, it was an accident, obviously, but can you imagine being those groomers? Oh, the dog goes in for 13 minutes and never comes out. And, of course, for the salon, which is a popular one, PetSmart, all around the nation, they have to be beside themselves because they don't want that kind of publicity and they don't want a tragedy like that to happen. Nobody does. But, you know, pets now are like kids. So it's not you put them on a chain and they're out back and that's, you know, Fido, my dog. No, I mean, they're, you know, kids are playing with the pets. You're walking them. You're grooming them. You're doing all those things, cats and dogs. So very, very sad. And apparently this woman was so distraught. I mean, people keep asking her, are you going to do a lawsuit? And she's waiting to get a report, an autopsy report, before making any kind of a decision. Hey, I think this one is more uplifting. Pat Sajak has had some problems with his health. So his daughter, his 25-year-old daughter, Maggie, jumped in on the taping and handled the whole duties of Wheel of Fortune, you know, along with, of course, Vanna. But how about that? I think that's pretty I think that's pretty cool, actually, right? Passing off the baton, at least temporarily, to the daughter, and she was the guest to be part of the whole thing. You know, they tape them, the Wheel of Fortune, which has been on forever, they tape Wheel of Fortune in these just blocks of time, and it's kind of a short span of time that they tape him, but it just happened to be the time when he unfortunately was incapacitated and couldn't do it. So good for her. You know, this first episode of Wheel of Fortune, because I remember my grandfather, who was like a Jeopardy fan, was also just would stay and watch Wheel of Fortune, because I remember he used to, when they would get the bankrupt thing, like, so you spin the wheel around, you get these prizes, the whole thing, if you never heard of it, and then they hit a bankruptcy deal on the wheel, and he'd say, why did they do that to those people? He just thought it was terrible. But Wheel of Fortune has been around since 1975. Yeah, 1975. Isn't that crazy? And, of course, for Pat Sajak, he was practically the original host, but first there was Chuck Woolery. So Chuck Woolery was also one of the first hosts when it debuted. But once Sajak got in there, then it became his. And it's funny, if you remember this, I'm just going to veer for a quick second. If you remember, there was a time, because it was popular, the show's been around for so long, that he must have thought, you know what, I really want to do something else. I used to be a weather person. I want to, you know, spread my wings a little bit and venture out elsewhere. And he did a nighttime talk show for a very short amount of time because it never really took off. And good for him that he stayed with a vehicle that worked for him, because he's been there for, I want to say it's like three or more decades, more than that, maybe three or four decades at least. Let's move to something else. Sadly, Charlie Rose, I used to think, because I like interviewing and find it fascinating to find out about people's lives and impact on the world and blah, 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 or even in your own community. Charlie Rose, who I thought did a pretty good job with some of the interviews that he handled. In fact, I used to follow him as kind of looking at, oh, that's great. I like the way he kind of swerves in different directions when he interviews people. And then there was the horrible story that came out about him and sexual harassment and all of that. And so he's admitted to inappropriate behavior, like including workplace relationships, all this other stuff, because there was a deposition that was filed this week in New York and then, of course, published by NBC. Anything to take the heat off their back, right? And he had multiple dalliances, I guess, that came back to bite him. And it's interesting because Charlie Rose, you know, all the different people in media have fallen. And he was somebody that you just didn't expect that from, I guess. And when those stories broke, I think that was surprising to a lot of people. But, you know, it was all go back to Weinstein and the Pandora's box and fast forward to some of what we've seen since then. So the depositions go back a little ways for Charlie Rose. The ones that just came out, the story that broke about him, there's her number, was in 2017. This is also a sad story, but over 1 billion animals, they fear, are dead in the Australian wildfires. They think it might be higher. The World Wildlife Fund in Australia is saying 1.25 billion. And, of course, more than 26 people have been killed and 2,000 homes have been scorched. And, I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. It's incredibly sad and heartbreaking to look at what's happened. They say about 30% of koalas may have been killed during the fires on the north, they call it the mid-north coast of New South Wales. And this is a species already in decline because of some of the tree clearing that's happened for ag purposes and urban development. So other species, too, they're talking about might tip in the brink of extinction. Because how many, you know, how many are left? Wow. Very sad for the people of Australia. Very, very, very sad. If you look at brick and mortar stores and how many are closing, and we may have talked about Bed Bath and Beyond, but boy, that seemed like every time I've been in one of those stores, they are jammed. But Bed Bath and Beyond say they're going to close 60 stores, but they're saying 20 of them are going to be delayed for whatever that's worth. And because slumping sales, they don't have a connection with younger shoppers and all of that. And they say they need to do something if they're going to save it at all, so they don't have to shutter a whole bunch of them. And this is the same story we hear over and over again. You know what it is? It's Jeff Bezos, his plan to shut everybody down. Because people just go on Amazon. You can order parts, you can order furniture, you can order whatever. And the idea that everything is, choices are digitally driven, I think is huge. And how you get people to come out to stores, boy, if you're the marketing director in some of these, for some of these big chains, that is the million-dollar question that they're all trying to answer. How do you draw people back in to buy stuff? To buy stuff, whether they, it's stuff they desperately need or stuff that they just want or whatever it is. Because that no longer is such an event where you, this is on your list. You're going out to dinner, you're going shopping, right? That's it. No, you just order it on Amazon. And if you don't believe me, I've said this before, just drive around your neighborhood and you'll see the boxes everywhere. Everywhere. Seriously. It's crazy how big it's become. Not that we didn't know that, but it's just much more bigger than you can even imagine, I guess, is probably the best way to put that. All right, so when you go to Disneyland, notice when you go to Disneyland, you actually have to go. I mean, could you virtually do it? Yes, but the thing about Disneyland and Disney World is the price of the tickets. But now they're offering new discounts for kids and also for Southern California residents, Disneyland itself. They say that kids 3 to 9, they can get a $67 day pass once they purchase a 3-day, one park per day ticket. See, it's a whole racket. And usually it starts at $100 a day, so that's a pretty good savings. Imagine if you had, like, I don't know, more than 3 children, how expensive that kind of a trip would be. Ooh. All right, stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The day after Iran's attack on 2 Iraqi bases with U.S. personnel, there was relative quiet and plenty of assessment. President Trump spoke at the White House to calm people about the situation.
We must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place.
The administration says an early warning system and careful preparations led to no American lives being lost during the Iranian airstrike. Vice President Pence spoke with CBS.
We don't seek regime change in Iran, but we want to see the regime change its behavior. And so we'll continue to be prepared. We'll continue to confront Iran in the way that President Trump has done since early in this administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Shauna Sukash, she's got a great book out called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. She certainly knows about sales. You know, a lot of people, I'm sorry, blow smoke at you. She doesn't. She was a million-dollar B2B buyer for over 20 years. And check this out. When I met Shauna, I found this out. In 2008, she founded an association of buyers whose annual spending exceeded, check this out, ready, $5 billion, right? So she's earned a seat at the table. In fact, she gets the head seat at the table. I'm surprised Richard Branson and everybody else isn't just banging her door down. And maybe they are, I don't know. But luckily she's joining us. Hey, Shauna, how are you?
I'm great. I would love it if Richard Branson would come calling. That would be awesome.
I think so, too. Go to his island. You know, he has that island.
Right.
We could go hang out
right
on his island. I'll go
that'd
with
be, that'd
you.
That'd be fine.
I love your title, Don't Become Extinct. So it's provocative. What do you mean when you say don't become extinct?
Well, I did a research study, and the findings were shocking to me. So it led me to make the prediction that within 10 years, 80% of traditional salespeople are going to become extinct because buyers don't trust them anymore, and they're using outdated methods. And if they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to be out of job. So it's like a massive extinction to me.
And knowing that, you're saying that, you know, they're using outdated methods, and if they don't change and they don't adapt, et cetera, that's where they'll find themselves. Why do you think there is that reluctance to change? Because certainly lots of sales teams know that, but they don't adopt these new methods.
Right. Well, what I'm finding is it comes from higher up. who haven't, you know, like maybe there's an older leader who hasn't been on the front line of sales in a long time and hasn't felt this shifting dynamic that's going on in buyers across all industries. And so they say, I hate this phrase, it's a numbers game. You just have to cold call more. You just have to send out more emails. Look, it's not about more anymore. It's about shifting how you're connecting with buyers, because buyers can kind of sense when they're being sold to, and we don't like that anymore. You know, it's just we want authenticity and we want relationship.
I like that. So how, give us some tips on how should you connect? How do you develop that relationship? What are some ways to do that?
We have to approach the buyer differently. It used to be that you approached the buyer as your company first, and then as a salesperson, and then you got to humanize yourself a little bit after you knew the buyer for quite a while. And now it's completely flipped. You have to come at the buyer as a real human being that's flawed and fun and, you know, whatever is authentically you, and then you ease into the sales mode, because buyers don't trust salespeople and they don't trust companies anymore. They trust their peers. They trust people that are real and authentic and, you know, and come at them in a natural way. And so one of the things I recommend is social proof. We hear this a lot nowadays. It's a real buzz phrase. You have to capture other buyers saying things about you and then share that with your prospects, because your prospects don't believe what you say. They believe what their peers say, even if they're complete strangers. They believe those peers online or whatever way you're presenting that social proof to them. So it's a whole new game out there. You can't just cold call and expect to be successful.
Yeah, great advice. So it might be that you get a quotes testimonial, or you, when you say social proof, or maybe even a video. And listen, you don't have to be a speaker. You don't have to be a broadcaster. You could be a lawyer. You could be an accountant. You could be really in any field and, frankly,
yes,
get a little snippet of a video, correct?
Exactly, and you hit on it brilliantly. Video is key. We don't read anymore as a culture. We don't read written testimonials, and frankly, we don't trust written testimonials because they can be faked. We want to see a video of a buyer who's really happy with the product, with the salesperson, with the company, because we can trust that, and we can see in their eyes and you know, if they're really happy, okay, I trust this product a little bit more. So you know, when you're buying a car, you don't start that process by walking on the lot anymore. You go online and see what other people say about that car, and you do your research before you even talk to the salesperson. So, it's a whole new game of how you present your product, how you present yourself, and it's fascinating to me.
It is. It's fascinating to me as well, because you said it, the title, Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution, because if you don't evolve, you do run that risk of just being knocked out of the game, right?
Exactly. Yep. And there are solutions, there are tools, there are ways that you can do this, and it doesn't have to be brain damaged. It doesn't mean working harder. I feel bad for salespeople that think, there's something wrong with me, I just need to work harder. No, there's just something wrong with the approach that you're using. But just a little tweak can make you really successful and not have to work as hard. And then you get to spend more time with your family and you get to make more money and, you know, all the things that we enjoy.
I like that. Spend more time with your family and do things you enjoy. The lifestyle. Wow. So one of the things that a lot of people talk about is LinkedIn, you know, and all the forms of social media you can use. But LinkedIn is sort of like a walking resume. But you say in your book that the fourth most preferred way you can connect with buyers is through LinkedIn. But you might be sensing that buyers are becoming more resistant to LinkedIn as a prospecting tool, and you're right. Why are they more resistant when really it's been so attractive to connect with people that way?
Well, LinkedIn is a fabulous tool. It's still a wonderful prospecting tool, but it's not as great as it was maybe 5 years ago, because salespeople have abused it. And they've reached out, sent generic connection requests, and then started selling right away, just using it completely the wrong way, like a yellow pages. And just, you know, buyers want to read your summary that is not a resume of how great you are as a killer salesperson. So you need to tweak that summary to talk about your passion for what you do and what gets you up in the morning, and humanize that profile so it's not a resume. And you reach out and make authentic connections on LinkedIn. And then buyers will still be open to that. But these generic requests to connect followed by a sales pitch, that's what's kind of making LinkedIn less effective for those traditional salespeople. So that's another way they need to evolve. Just change your approach slightly, and you'll be far more effective on LinkedIn. It's still a great tool.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, in talking about video, video calls are really powerful, aren't they? Because it's hard to hide who you are, and that authenticity, I think, pours out even if you have a tough time with that. Am I right?
Yes. So this is something that, you know, people think that Skype or my preference now is Zoom. People think that these are for calling grandma. And no, this is one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal these days if you're a salesperson. You want to do everything you can to get that prospect on video. And you can even use tools to send video email that will actually get responded to because people are shocked, and it's harder to ignore a person. And when you're looking in someone's eyes in a video email or on a video call, it's harder to kind of be a jerk and hit delete. You're more engaged, and that's good for the salesperson. So try to use video in any way you can whenever possible. It's way more authentic, and humanizing yourself is the way that you're going to stay relevant.
Well, you said at the beginning, and we're speaking with Shauna Sukash. She's written a book called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. You can get it on Amazon for sure. Pick it up. Spread the word to your sales teams. It's an incredible book. It takes you all the way through what we're talking about now. You said in the beginning that, you know, it was shocking, amazing, the information that you found out. What was the most shocking thing you found out about where we're headed as far as sales is concerned?
Just the fact that largely, by and large, and salespeople out there know what I'm talking about, they're being ignored. And that is the first thing that's going to lead to extinction. If they think that they can just keep doing more of the same, they're going to become extinct because we don't need them. I referred to the car scenario before. You step on the lot these days once you've already made your decision on what car you're going to buy, what color, everything. What value does the salesperson bring? So that salesperson is going to become extinct unless you develop a really cool relationship with that person and you trust them, and then you send referrals to them, and you buy your next car from them, and they're going to stick around a lot longer. They're going to be successful. But if that salesperson just stays, you know, in the rut and in the traditional mode, they're going to be gone. We don't need that salesperson anymore to educate us, to help us find the right model. We've already done that. So we're really a more informed culture than we've ever been thanks to the internet. So the sales funnel as a result is really shrinking, and the sales role is changing. So yeah, the whole function of the salesperson is what shocked me the most, is that it's just rapidly changing, and more so than any other time in our history. I think this is just past 3 years kind of stuff, and going forward the next 10 years, it's going to continue to just hugely shift because we're a really educated culture. We want to shop in our jammies, you know, so a lot is going to change, and I really feel for salespeople. I really want to help them stay relevant.
I love it. Shauna Sukash, thanks so much. Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. Again, you can get it on Amazon.com. Thanks, Shauna.
Thanks, Kate.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This author's corner, and I talked to him, gosh, it's been a couple of weeks, and we had such a fascinating conversation about his novel called Victim. Darren Moxham is with us, and he's so passionate about this, and that's one of the things that stood out when I got off of our call. And I love people like this, and this is a series, by the way, and that means, you know, of course, the carryover, the story, the wanting to know more. Darren, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Kate.
So let's talk about what, first of all, what drove you to write these books?
It's funny, Kate. I first started out writing poetry, which is totally different from writing, obviously, a novel. But, yeah, as the poem sort of progressed, I realized I started having a passion for stories, reading stories more than poetry. And then I started reading erotic stories. I was actually reading Zane at the time. And then I said to myself, okay, if this young lady could write a story so provocative, I myself should be able to do something like that. So I actually started writing short stories, and then I put that into my book, Let My Soul Be Heard. And from then, I decided I'm going to try myself with a full novel. So that's what really got me into it, from poetry to writing novels.
And the cool thing about writing the novel is, you know, like you said, you go from poetry to now this longer form, if you will, and fleshing out characters more. You have six main characters, don't you?
Yes, I do. I decided to write a book with, instead of doing one main character, I decided to do six main characters so that it could reach out to a different sort of audience. Each character could reach out to different audiences. And not only that, but I noticed a lot of books I read tend to be one main character. So I thought to just throw something extra in there, you know. And yeah, I've got six main characters. As the book evolves, you're going to probably see more characters come into play as well, which is something I hope is unique.
It is unique. And how did you develop the characters? Is it a little bit from people you know, people that you've read about, different characteristics you observe? How did you pull those characters together?
That's a brilliant question. I personally believe it's from, because I tend to write about characters that I've not necessarily gone through their pains. But I believe it's something that comes from within, as well as things that I perhaps read over a period of time during my life, and people that I've come across as well. So all in all, it's probably based around everything, you know, life itself, just generally, you know?
Absolutely, life itself. So when you write something like this, and you're writing this series, and you have these characters that evolve, you know this, Darren, that we have favorites, and you tend to fall in love with one, even if you're a writer. Who's your favorite character?
My personal favorite character, as he evolves, is going to be Hutton. It's probably Hutton. He tends to be a lot more level-headed, and he's not given so much drama to anyone else, and he's perhaps a little more like myself. So Hutton's probably my favorite. He's not going to be majority of people's favorite, I would presume, simply because he's just a low-key character, whereas you have Nathan, you have Lionel, who's going through drugs, sort of different aspects, different livelihoods, you know. But with Hutton, he's very mellow, let's say, and yeah, he tends to be my favorite. I've noticed a lot of people are drawn to Sarah, who's one of my first characters within a novel, and yeah, she goes through her elements of pain and stuff like that as well. But yeah, Hutton probably is someone I'm drawn to most.
We're speaking with Darren Moxham, and he's written this series called Victim, and we're talking about the uniqueness of the six main characters, and then he revealed to us really one of his favorite characters. And this spans, you know, a different area. It's culturally, I would call it vibrant, and you really feel like, I really feel like I'm in London. Was that the idea?
That is definitely the idea. If you notice, a lot of it was based around the Northwest. I did that purposely. I let some of my characters expand outside of London. However, majority of it was based in London and in Northwest, so people who's not necessarily lived in Northwest could get a feel of what it's like living in Northwest. And me personally, I was brought up in Northwest London, so I know a lot of the corner roads, things like that. So it helped with my characters. But as I expand with my writing in terms of general, I'll probably want to expand it elsewhere other than just London. However, for this particular book, yes, London was the main, and Northwest London was the main theme, so people could get a feel of it, let's say.
What was the reaction among your mates to writing not just one, but a whole series of books? What's been the reaction of the people close to you?
People close to me, it's been a positive reaction. I tend to get, so far, which I'm blessed at the moment, I tend to be getting a lot of 5-star ratings, even on Amazon. Some of those are from people I know, some of them from people that heard about me through someone else and things like that. So the feedback that I'm getting at the moment tends to be very, very good feedback. It's actually led me to write the second part of my novel, which is called Where the Wind Blows. So that's going to continue from Victim to Where the Wind Blows. So the feedback I'm getting is tremendous, Kate.
When you started off writing, did you expect, because you talked about the poetry at first, did you think that you would be pumping out the pulp, as we say in the U.S., the way you are? This is pretty much this is an accomplishment. A lot of people talk about writing books, and they have maybe the ability to do it, but they never write that novel, that book. What does that feel like to you?
You know what? I quit. It's like my little baby, Kate. It's funny because although it is an accomplishment, in a ways I feel like it's not, because it feels like it's something that is embedded in me, something that is just natural for me, you see. And yes, it's an accomplishment. I agree with you 100%. But for me, it's my life.
Yeah, I like that. It's my life, absolutely. And where do you hope this takes you? What do you think the path is? Do you not look so much at the overall picture, but you focus on the characters and what you're doing and see where it takes you?
With this book, because there's a lot of, let's say, for example, there's spousal abuse in there, there's drug addictions, I would like to think it would open up the doors for whoever reads it could find that there's a way out of the sticky situations that they're in. So let's say, for example, if it was to go into domestic violence organizations, things like that, that would be a lovely, lovely path for it to go down. Generally, when I write, I'm just writing to write. However, I do believe this book's got the capability of opening up doors, so to speak, you know? And yeah, if it does go down in that direction, like domestic violence places or anything like that, then I think that would actually be pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can help some people, etc. So with these books, and again, Victim, you can pick up the series. Just go to Amazon.com. It's really easy to obviously find it there, and you can find it in other places too. What do you hope people take away? And that could be one of the takeaways, but what do you hope people take away from reading your books?
Just essence of basically that they could get out of any situation that they're in. Put it this way, we all go through sticky pathways sometimes in our life, whether it's a family member passing away or someone we know that's going through abuse, or we may be going through abuse ourselves. But what I would like people to take away from it is that there's always a way out. You know, you don't have to stay in the situation you are in. Yes, okay, if a family member passes away, then it takes time to heal. I would want people to recognize the fact that in time or making certain steps, you can get out of the situation you're in.
Ah, that's a brilliant place to end this. You can get out of the situation that you're in. And again, the series is called Victim. And I've said a couple of times, you can certainly go to Amazon and get that. I like the idea. I love the six characters and helping so many people. But it's a very, very interesting read. And you really do feel like you're right there in London. Good luck with the books and future books, because you're so prolific. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
Brilliant. It'll be lovely. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.